I'm pretty sure whatever rain they had has moved on by now, and that means today is going to be pretty cloudy with highs of 70. And then looking ahead to the rest of the weekend, cools off tomorrow, nothing but sunshine throughout the weekend. Beautiful. 64 for a high Saturday, 69 Sunday, then moving into Super Bowl week. Monday starts off partly cloudy with highs of 74, warming a little bit throughout Super Bowl week, and then Super Bowl Eve, highs of 75, partly cloudy, and let's hope the day is as nice for the big game itself. Let's talk about flood insurance. If you have any questions or comments, I'd love to entertain them and see if we can get them answered, or maybe you just want to complain. I'm willing to hear that, too. Peter Wagoner joins us now, Senior Policy Advisor for GNO Inc. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, Tommy. I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. Piggybacking off the conversation we had with Mark Rosa, I don't plan on, I hope I work until I die, but I'm not 40 years old either, so I did move some money a little bit from the 401k into something safer. I toyed with the idea of paying off my house, still am, but with that in mind, I looked at the insurance, the flood insurance, because, you know, when you have a mortgage, they escrow that money, and you might not really know what the total is, but I looked at what I would be talking about paying myself after paying the house off, and it was crazy when you look at the homeowners. It was crazy when you look at the flood insurance. Mm-hmm. The homeowners, you know, I don't know what they can do about it with the state legislature. That might not be something you want to talk about here. Maybe you can, but let's talk about flood insurance to begin with.
Absolutely. And great point. It is GNO Inc.'s hypothesis and thesis that affordable flood insurance coverage and affordable insurance coverage allows people to work in critical economies like ours in New Orleans, where we fuel and feed the world. It allows people to stay in their homes and stay in their jobs. So we are experiencing that in New Orleans and places like us. We're kind of the canary at this point. We're experiencing these acute cost increases and places across the country are as well. But do want to backtrack a little bit and talk about the National Flood Insurance Program. Mm-hmm. So flood insurance is totally separate from your homeowner's policy. Homeowner's insurance is regulated at a state-by-state level. Meanwhile, flood insurance is administered, the National Flood Insurance Program is under FEMA's oversight. So flood insurance has been around at the federal level, created by the National Flood Insurance Act of 1968. Due to a market failure where private insurers no longer wanted to write flood because they couldn't predict it. So FEMA took over the program in 1979, and they've run it ever since. So GNO Inc. got involved in 2013 in response to the Bigger Waters Act. We created the Coalition for Sustainable Flood Insurance, or CSFI. CSFI has grown to include over 800 contacts, really all over the country in over 35 states. Visit csfi.info to sign up and join if you're interested in learning more about flood insurance after this conversation. But the big change that everyone's talking about is risk rating 2.0. So this is FEMA's new pricing methodology. So risk rating 2.0 went into effect for new policies in October of 2021. It took effect for existing policies in April of 2022. If you have an existing policy, you're on a congressionally mandated 18% glide path a year. So your policy can only increase 18% a year, year over year, until you reach your full risk rate. So nationwide, full risk NFIP premiums are approximately doubling. To the national average is going to be about $1,800 per year. And again, we can look at this nationally because this is a federal program administered by FEMA. But in Louisiana, we see that we are actually not unique. Although Plaquemines Parish is one of the most expensive parishes, and there are outliers, in Louisiana, our average policy will be about $1,900, which is just a little bit more than average. However, Louisianians know about flood insurance, and we have incredible take-up rates. We have take-up rates that the rest of the country don't forget that 99% of counties have had a flood event since 1996. So flooding is common. It does not just affect us in Louisiana. However, in Louisiana, we know that we probably should have flood insurance. So we do purchase it. And thus we talk about it. And thus we are kind of the leaders in national advocacy around flood insurance.
Whatever happened with the lawsuits that were filed by Matt Jewell in St. Charles Parish, and I think the Attorney General got involved as well with determining the methodology to, because FEMA was very protective of that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, great question. So, yeah, so FEMA's methodology was developed. St. Charles Parish had a concern. Again, Matt Jewell is an incredible leader, and he'd be able to speak to this better than me, but but St. Charles had a concern about basically freedom of information requests that FEMA was not complying with. So St. Charles Parish was trying to understand how rates for their parish were being developed and how levies were included in their premiums, and FEMA would not respond to their Freedom of Information Act requests. So they filed a lawsuit to get that information. And then on the state side, so led by Governor Landry when he was Attorney General, and 10 states in total filed a lawsuit against FEMA saying that FEMA had, you know, risk rating 2.0 was not constitutional and they had never gone through the proper rulemaking process. FEMA had never gone through a proper rulemaking process in order to implement risk rating 2.0. So that is actually still in motion. So FEMA, from what I believe, has turned over the administrative record to the AG's office for review. I believe there is maybe a date in May. One of the goals of that lawsuit was an injunction against risk rating 2.0, and the judge did not grant that injunction. However, the suit is continuing.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I got a couple of texts coming in that you can address that I find to be interesting. One of them says, why don't they just, I hope President Trump starts a national government insurance across the board. Well, that's kind of what FEMA and flood insurance is, and it's not working out so well. Somebody else texted in and said, you know, government can't do anything right. Just let flood insurance go commercial. Let the free market reign. And I think you've already addressed that, but you can revisit when we come back. Peter Wagoner, our guest, senior policy advisor for GNO Inc. We're also going to talk about mitigation and a lack of attempts by FEMA to help with mitigation that you would think actuarially would drive down the rates, less claims. We'll talk more when we come back. 822 now, traffic, WWL. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Peter Wagoner, senior policy advisor for GNO Inc., about the flood insurance crisis. Quick question on my part, Peter, is you said 18% glide path a year. Mm-hmm. Based on what? Because if they continue to increase rates, then you could keep gliding forever, right?
That's correct. That's correct. You have a forest premium now, but they could update their data sources or methodology really at any point. And they say they will over the course of the future.
And the other point,
maybe moving target.
Before we get to the listeners' questions, is that you guys plan decades ahead. That's what GNO Inc. does, right? So what kind of long-term mm-hmm. implications could this have, not just with homeowners, but flood insurance with home ownership, business development, employment, et cetera?
Exactly. And that's the message that we're trying to promulgate, is that we need to maintain affordability, especially in working coastal communities like New Orleans, in order for farmers in Nebraska. The former administrator in charge of the FIP program was from Nebraska, was lieutenant governor there, cared deeply about the farmers, really kind of woke up and his eyes perked up when we explained that to him, that we basically will you know, store the grain and ship that out for his farmer that he cares about so deeply.
When it comes to private companies letting a free market reign, as somebody texted in, didn't you tell me that private companies didn't want to write flood insurance? That's how the government got involved?
Exactly. And right now, private flood insurance coverage is growing, but that is a result of the terrible participation fall off in NFIP, unfortunately. So the other part of the story is that people are dropping the flood insurance policies, whether they are allowed to or not. So overall, we've seen a decrease in program participation by 4% since risk rating 2.0 took effect. Louisiana has lost about 14% of policies. Texas has lost nearly 20% of policies. This is really a national participation crisis, and 17 states have lost over 10% of policies since risk rating 2.0 took effect.
So whatever they're doing is not working. Actuarially, in the insurance business, it's not going to work. That leads me to mitigation and lowering risks and claims. Have they expressed any interest at all that they would be looking into that as an alternative or something?
So first floor, elevating your property can reduce your fund size premium. The problem with risk rating 2.0 right now is that there are so many factors involved. There's property level factors, geographic factors, and coverage factors. So there could be 20 or 30 rating factors. Your first floor credit is only one of them. So changing that might not necessarily change your bottom line premium as much as we wish it would.
Never enough time. Maybe one day you come back, spend a 9 o'clock hour with us, take some questions, Peter, talk about flood and homeowners, okay?
Always happy to. This will be an ongoing issue.
Yeah, you're right. You got that right. Thank you. Peter Wagner, Senior Policy Advisor for GNO Inc.